Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. Spend at least 10 to 15 minutes daily when you wake up. Use Turning Point to do your quiet time. After Turning Point audio ministration, read the short Bible study on our prayer booklet, also authored by me. Read the portion for the day, pray the prayer for the day, follow the guideline on how to read the entire Bible through in 1 year. Daily devotional prayer booklet is published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. TPGF members across the world, subscribe online for the prayer booklet. It shall be sent to your phone. You can do a 1 year or monthly subscription with a token for subscription and subscription renewal. Chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so. Welcome also to Wednesday, the 28th day in February 2024. A day more to the end of the month, February 29. This is a leap year that happens once in 4 years. That is spiritually significant. Please open your hand and your heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. As this month carries a day extra, so will your life enjoy extraordinary blessings and increase, a leap year for that matter. Let's take this prophetic action today. It's a prophetic action for prayer, if you can. If you cannot do it where you are presently, receive the prayer all the same. Then when you can, play the message back and do so. Take a leap forward. Stand up. If you are not already up, leap forward, a kind of a gentle jump forward. Say as you do, I leap forward, I move forward, I will make great progress in Jesus' name. I prophesy your life and things will gather momentum from now on. No more redundancy or stagnation. You are rising and getting back all that you have lost. Now, do another one. Walk towards a door. If there is one around you there, open that door and hold the handle open. Let me use it to pray for you. A major blessing door will open for you very soon. We open for your children, your business outfit, your platform, your network, your ministry very soon. The doors which God has already opened for you shall be more widely open. No power or force will shut blessing doors against you. Open doors to marry. Open doors to travel. Open doors to enlargement and expansion. Open doors to breaking new ground. Open doors to changing levels in Jesus' name. Say, I receive it. Let's do this again. Is there a Bible around you or a pen or something to represent it? Take it, hold it, or raise it up. I prophesy. You will soon be signing a million and multi-million. Your signature will soon be required at a very high level of life. I speak as I receive from God. You may not look like these things I'm saying now, but please don't look down on yourself. You will soon be there. Your children will soon be there. Your business and your ministry will soon be at that level in Jesus' name. Declare that to yourself. Say, I will soon be there. 3 times. I will soon be there. I will soon be there. Yes, you will soon be there. If you have pain in any part of your body, lay hand there and let me pray. I prophesy, be healed. I say, be healed in Jesus' name. You are healed. February 28th, celebrant. Your birthday prayers. Be blessed and be divinely covered. You will mark February 28th yearly. Enjoy good health, prosperity, and fulfillment in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Third day of teachings through question and answers method. First one today. Hello, Daddy. Please treat us urgent. I told you a long time ago about a counselor position I took in an organization, and it happened to be a job replacement of a counselor that passed on. You advised me then that I should pray and sanctify the office, which I did. Now my concern is that some staff in the organization will always refer to the counselor who had passed on each time they talk to me about job. For example, they will say something like this: so and so used to do this or that. Daddy, I feel they are comparing me with a dead person, and I don't always like it. I am doing well on the job, and they know that. Daddy, what should I do? Wow, you should expect that anyway. That's how staff on ground behave to intimidate a new officer, to exploit the situation and take advantage for themselves. Be wise and be focused. Don't compromise. You also need them, since they are the ones that will execute your decision. So be wise. Don't play into their hands and don't compromise your stand. If you do, they are the same people that will be writing petition against you. It is also a spiritual thing. So mount spiritual prayer warfare, as we teach it here. Some of these styles may even be diabolical in order to have their ways. But don't be afraid at all. Greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world and that is in them. You will succeed in that job. Next, good morning, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. Please explain to me Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. As a person involved in rendering services to people, what will be my first fruit? Wow, I have spoken on first fruit severally. It has become somewhat controversial in the Christian public space. This is my take on first fruit. It should not be a doctrine of any church. It is different from tithe. First fruit was mentioned in Deuteronomy 26, verses 1 to 4. Listeners that have time should also read it. And here, again, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9, both in the Old Testament. It was God's instruction to the children of Israel when he took them out of Egypt into their promised land. They were mainly agrarian. They were farmers and herders. So God said to them, take the first fruit of the harvest in the land, put it in a basket, take it to my house before the priest. It was for them then. However, if your faith connects to paying first fruit, please do so. There is no giving to God's kingdom that does not carry God's blessings. The devil will never ask us to give towards kingdom expansion. So give it if you so believe in it. But don't feel guilty if you don't. First fruit is not like the tithe, which predated the law. Abraham gave tithe to Melchizedek, and Jesus Christ himself referred to and commended tithe in Mark chapter 23, verse 23. He mentioned nothing on first fruit. There are pastors that not only teach first fruit, but insist it is for them, it is for the priest. Imagine church members giving their first salary, first profit to a pastor. Ah, pastors, don't you fear God? That is error. If a church is 10,000 or 20,000 members, and all of them, each of them, will give their first pay in the year to one pastor. Ah, wow. Please, do first fruit if your faith agrees, but don't feel guilty if you don't. It was an instruction to the Jews and not for you and me in our time of grace. Please pay tithe, do battle on Thanksgiving seed, give to the poor, and take care of your aged parents. Next, good morning, sir. Please, is it right for a storekeeper to collect money from laborers after their hard day's work? Because I do reject it each time they bring it to me. And my other storekeeper said, they are only appreciating us. Sir, am I doing the right thing? There are pastors among the storekeepers that used to collect the money from the laborers. Thank you, sir. Wow. You did the right thing. What you describe here is part of the corruption going on in our space here. It's part of the exploitation of the poor. How more does a laborer earn that they will still have to give bribe? Because that is exactly what it is. It's not appreciation. It is bribe, so that they will not be laid off or sacked. You said there are pastors among the storekeepers collecting such bribe. I just told you now of pastors that insist on their members giving false fruit, false money, 1st January pay, salary or sales or profit, and it has to be given to them because they are the priests. There are churches in Nigeria with over 10,000, 20,000 congregants paying January salary to a pastor. Oh, my head is aching already. Please don't follow the bad examples of those pastors. Listeners, we'll continue from here tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to your contact. Do so daily. Today is the Prayer Mountain service in our Abuja Center. TPGF members and all listeners in Abuja, be there today. 12 to 2 p.m., Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the meat fish market. TPGF and listeners in Abuja, in a fortnight, specifically March 13, Wednesday, March 13, I will be with you in Abuja to conduct the Prayer Mountain service. Prepare for it. Pastors will tell you more about it. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain in Ikeja, Lagos. Two services we hold tomorrow in Ikeja as usual. TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, be there. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Prayer focus tomorrow or this week on Prayer Mountain is total deliverance. Deliverance spirit, soul, and body. Deliverance from sicknesses and diseases. Deliverance from poverty, nightmares, curses, and evil covenant. From delays and all demonic affliction. Arrive on time and invite others. Anointed mantle shall be given out free on Prayer Mountain. These same two services shall hold simultaneously in Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo. TPGF members in all these cities, locate our centers there and be attending. It shall be live streamed, so connect from all over the world. Telephone numbers for more information and direction is Dupe on 0806-478-8392. Wear your TPGF kit to Prayer Mountain services and everywhere. Month is ending. If you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, vows, and the 2222 we are sowing this month, do so as soon as God gives you the grace. I prophesy to everyone's life every day. The power of God will be strong on you. The glory of God will change your story. Forward ever, backward never. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel, TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.